Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/dansbookreviews. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Dan the Art Man's Book Reviews, Episode 30, Haywire by Justin R. McCumber. This book by Justin R. McCumber was awesome. Once I knew the characters, I loved it every step of the way. I was intrigued right off the bat with the awesome sci-fi world and action. Then it changed pace as I met new characters. It didn't take too long before all their worlds collided in one crazy, awesome, and fun story. I was not bored once in this tale. Even early in the book when I was getting to know the characters and the crazy adventure hadn't started yet, it was really well paced and a nice way to get to know them before you'd seen them tested to their limits. I'm giving this book 5 stars because it was everything I could have wanted in a sci-fi adventure and then some. Not only was the story world a fun one to be in, but it was told in just enough detail to keep it believable while not dragging you down and slowing the story. Once crap started going down, this book moved at an amazing pace for me, and before I knew it, I had come to the end. That said, there are many memorable moments that Justin slowed down and took his time on. Some that I will never forget because he crafted his story in such a way that I felt like I was right there with the characters. Those memorable moments are another reason this super fun adventure story is getting a 5-star review from me. It was a fun romp through space, but one speckled with small, memorable moments that held me in wonder as I experienced them with the characters. I'm sure I'll read this one again and pass it on to my kids once they're old enough. If you like science fiction, action, adventure, awesome fight scenes, or just a good story, then you should give this book a read. The audiobook is also really good. It took me a while to get used to the way the narrator almost over-enunciates everything, but she's really good with characters and accents and made the book shine in my earbuds. I also own this book on Kindle. I'm really looking forward to reading his fantasy title, A Minor Magic, to see what Justin does in another genre. This book proved to me that Justin is an author I'll be happy to read for years to come, no matter what genre, because the dude can tell a good story. Awesome. Speaking of stories, I'm sure you've heard this one. For you, the listener of Dan the Art Man's Book Reviews podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a 30-day free trial membership to give you the opportunity to check them out. Their service is awesome. I am an Audible member, and I love paying $15 a month and getting a credit to get an audiobook for that amount of money, because most audiobooks are much more expensive than that, so it saves me money. I have a lot of commute time to and from work each week, and so that's a lot of time to listen to books, and I love it. So let me personally recommend to you Haywire, written by Justin McCumber and narrated by Veronica Jaguer. Like I said, she has accents down, so she does a great job of differentiating the different characters and just does a very vibrant reading of the story. So to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/dansbookreviews. That's audibletrial.com/dansbookreviews for your free copy of Haywire. Or you can choose any other book of your choice. But you should choose Haywire. Now, let's get back to that review. Alright, so I kind of said all I really wanted to say about this book, but let me remember one of my favorite memories from this book. I really liked the characters and the pacing I mentioned. The story kind of builds and builds, and then it really just takes off, and it's a really awesome page turner. So there's a lot of stuff going on and a lot of action, and the story moves pretty quick. But amongst all of that fast-paced action, I remember this one scene that kind of slowed down and dialed in a little bit on the details. And I think it was just the character going in a suit from one spaceship to another, like leaping out into space and flying through space in a suit. And just the wonder it would be to do that and see the immense vastness of space. I just remember really feeling like I was there with the characters in that moment, and it stuck with me. And it was just kind of, I got the sense of wonder when I was reading that scene. And then a lot of the other scenes, I was like scared for the characters, and it was really intense and it was awesome. And yeah, this is a great book. I need to read it again. My list of books that I want to read is longer than the list of books I have read. So I need to work on that. I am working on that. I've read like 42 books this year. Let me see. I don't know if you guys are on goodreads.com, but it is an awesome website to track what books you want to read and what books you have read. And you can post reviews there. It's a great place. You can find friends on there and then compare books to see what books they have read. And then you can find out, like, oh, these people have a similar taste to me in books, but here's all these books that they gave a 5-star review to that I've never even heard of, or I keep meaning to read, and maybe I'll put this at the top of my to-read list. Okay, so I've read about 260 books, and I want to read 360 books. So that's about where I'm at. But this year, I've set out to read 50 books because Goodreads has this awesome thing called a reading challenge. It tracks when you finish a book and fills up your little meter. You tell them how many books you want to read that year. Right now, I'm at 39 of 50 books, and the date is September 10th, 2015. So I guess I'm 5 books ahead of schedule. I'm doing pretty good. And let's just see here real quick. Last year, I set out to read 35 books, and I read, 42. Because the year before that, I think I had read, 2013, I read 31. Okay, let's do this. 2009, I read 8 books. 2010, 10 books. 2011, 16. 2012, 18 books. 2013, 31 books. So in 2014, I set out to read 35 books, and I got to 42. This year, I set out to read 50, and I'm 5 books ahead at 39 books. This challenge is why I believe I've read more books every year than I had the year before, which is awesome. So I highly recommend Goodreads. I was just trying to find a good online place to track the books I've read, and then I started reviewing them and posting the reviews on my blog. And people started liking my reviews on Amazon and on Goodreads. So I thought, might as well podcast them. So here we are. I really can't say enough about Haywire by Justin R. McCumber. I got to know him as the host of an awesome writing podcast called The Dead Robots Society. So check that out too. He's not really a host anymore, but he's still on there every once in a while as far as I know. They have lots of awesome stuff for writers on that podcast and hundreds of episodes, so there's a lot there. But check out Justin's books. I've already read his other book, the fantasy one. It was also a 5-star book. I loved that one too, so this is an author to follow. An up-and-coming author, I would say. It's pretty exciting to see writers who start podcasts and you hear them interview all these authors and talk about their writing and their dreams of writing, and then see them as a published author, see them achieve their goals and get published. It's pretty awesome. So far, I've only had 2 short stories published by indie presses, which is awesome. And I've self-published 17 short stories, but I'm still working on a novel. Right now, I am working, I'm on chapter 13 out of 24 chapters that I have outlined on a novel called Zombie Superpowers. And I'm finally cranking out words on that, and I want to get it finished before NaNoWriMo so I can start a new novel on November 1st. So, anyways, all that to say, I think this is finally, it's the fourth novel I've written. I think it's finally the one that's going to get published. I'll probably end up self-publishing it, but I think I'm going to try and get an editor, and so I'm really excited about it. Anyways, I've spoken enough to you guys about all this stuff, so let me wrap it up and just say I'll see you next week, where I'll be reviewing Sense Memory by Brian J. Humphrey. Another 5-star review from me. And the audiobook version is read by the author, and he is an awesome narrator. You might know him from the Round Table podcast, where he's the co-host with Dave Robinson. The other voice in the short story that I just put out in my podcast feed, written by Martin Spearnow. So check that out too. It's got some sound effects. Dave's voice is in there. I'm also a narrator. It's very short and very awesome. I'd say it's not a short story, more of a fable. So check that out. Happy reading, you guys. I'll see you next week. Mike, take it away.
This podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, no derivative works license. Music by Kevin MacLeod, found at incompetech.com. The website that goes with this podcast can be found at dandantheartman.com. And you can follow Dan on Twitter, Google+, and Facebook at dandantheartman. For Dan, this is Mike Luoma, saying happy reading, and we'll see you next time.